regular commissioners' court. We are on the second floor at the Brooks County Courthouse. It is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Let us begin with roll call, Precinct 1.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Betsy Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the county auditors and the Brooks County, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And the Brooks County Clerk's Office. Let us begin with line item 1. This is public comments, open to the public. Taking public comments at this time. No one here for public comments. Let us go to number 37. Discuss and consider an act on the Brooks County Sheriff's Department allowing Congressman Vicente Gonzalez to utilize your space, the Bloomer Building, once a week. And this is basically more of a discussion than just with your permission, just to let you all know.
Judge and County Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, County Commissioners Court. Basically, what we are requesting from the Brooks County Commissioners Court is to utilize an office for the purpose of intaking cases in veterans and anybody having any issues with the Social Security and all these kind of issues that need to be taken care of. And I can come in once a week from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock and use it as the kind of like a home base. The sheriff has offered a space in this building over here by the Bloomberg Building.
The Bloomberg Building.
I went over there to look at it. It's a perfect setting, it's kind of like an official but unofficial place without having any of the federal contracts or anything like that to the red tape to go through.
Just like an information type of office.
Yes, ma'am. And then after the county court, commissioner's court approves, we can then put it in the media so that the people will know that I'll be there in that one day, and if any issues that they want to be resolved, then they can go and meet with me, and we can take care of it. So.
That's good. Very good. Thank you for that. Have a motion to approve?
Would we be able to accommodate other representatives if they came and asked for office space also?
I don't see why not. I mean, this is the first thing any representative has ever asked, well, since I've been here, has ever asked to be placed anywhere, and that's really nice of you all to offer that service. I would think so. I mean, this is as close as we can get to Congress, right?
I think that once we get that established, get the congressman to come and hold a ribbon cutting ceremony type of deal, and it'll make it a little bit more
official. Sure. We also have a substation in Encino for the people in Encino. That might be something you might want to look at too. You never know. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, line item 36. Discuss, consider, and adopt resolution authorizing county grant to Community Action Corpus South Texas for the Texas Feeding Texans Home Delivered Meal Grant Program in the amount of $2,500 for the fiscal year 2018. Is that you?
Yeah.
Come on up. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. My name is Mark Gonzalez, and I'm with Community Action Corporation of South Texas. I'm really tall. I feel like this is karaoke if I get it. I'm here on behalf of our senior nutrition program. In 2015-2016, we produced about 43,000 meals for Brooks County. And this year, we're on the same track. Currently, we're at like 39,000. So we are applying for the Texas Speeding Texans grant, and we are asking if the council would like to issue the same amount as last year.
Yes. We did that last year. Any questions?
No.
No, ma'am.
Do you have a motion to approve?
No, here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll send the original to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go back to line item two, approval of regular and special commissioner's court minutes, August the 8th, August the 14th, August 24th, August 30th, and 31st. Any questions for 2017?
No.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item. The foreman. Line item six. Approved county foreman's monthly report.
Morning.
Morning.
Everybody should have that. Again. It's just the constant things we do month in, month out. The only new things was preparations for Hurricane Harvey. A lot of sandbags were made. We made about 2,000 sandbags in 2 days, distributed 1 day. The cots were taken to the high school gym, 110. 20 were taken to the parish hall in Encino. Thursday, August 24th, a few men were dispatched to Encino with, to make additional sandbags. They were distributed to Encino residents. Everybody was dismissed August 24th at noon. We stayed there till 5. We also, a few of us worked on the 25th for a while to get everything ready. And on Saturday, three men plus me, we went out and checked the county roads. Everything was fine. So other than that, thank God it didn't hit you.
On the bridge over there.
The bridge?
Well,
I haven't talked to anybody. Alan was trying to figure out who owned on this side. He asked his brother. His brother was trying to figure it out.
Lamar hasn't got one.
No, I haven't got one no more. I'll get with him today if I can. The Los Olmos Creek?
Olmos, okay. Mario Hernandez was telling me that all that debris stayed there and it's going to go back into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I already talked to Lamar and he said he was going to write out a paper. Give it to him.
Yeah, we got something printed out. Ms. Banda printed out it's a permission to go on property to clean up the things. We get them to sign it so we can have it on record.
Okay. It'd be better to get it for Lamar.
Yeah, well, Lamar, so you can sign something off too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
Any other questions?
Yeah. David.
Monday.
I have a question for you, sir. How much time do you guys spend on the field to monitor the workers? How much time do you guys spend out on the field to monitor the workers?
I go out every day.
After I finish my paperwork,
I go out.
How many times a day?
I'm out there almost all day, except when I'm doing the paperwork at the office.
How about your assistant? How much time does he spend out there?
Most of the day.
Okay. The reason I'm saying is that every time when I monitor you guys, maybe it's the wrong time, but you guys are always there at that location.
Yeah, lately I've been there because I'm watching mechanics because they're fixing other things.
Okay.
I just don't, you know, there's one and one takes off to get tools, and I don't want one to be by themselves. Something falls on them, you never know. It's a safety issue thing.
Okay. Just for you to know that, make sure that you give Ahsoka some duties to monitor the workers out there.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be busy.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions? Any further questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
All right. Motion by Martinez, second. Second. Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
You want to do
okay.
Other ones I got?
Where I'm looking for them.
14?
Hold on. Discuss, okay, line item 14, discuss and possibly approve purchasing a new engine for the garbage truck and also payment for the removal and installation of engines.
I went out to Fleet Pride and got an estimate on it, and also to Santex Trucks. Freightliner. Freightliner was a little bit less. It actually got less than what it is. They came out with $23,319. That's a total engine with everything new, compressor, turbo, everything on it.
Transmission.
Not the transmission. Transmission is, they had, I think it's not too old, that transmission. But it's just a complete engine with everything that's attached to it. It's going to take out the old engine, everything on there, and put that new one all together in there. So we shouldn't have no, Alon shouldn't have any trouble with it after that.
Does it say what it's going to cover, how many years of warranty on the motor, or?
I can get that from him. This was just an estimate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. When he gives me the invoice, it'll say everything on there.
Make sure that.
Yeah.
All that
it should
done.
Say everything on the invoice.
Yes, sir. How many mileage and.
And also, we did send the pistons. There's some pistons that needed to be resealed. We send those off to Real Hydraulics. That was just $1,000 for all four.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, the truck's ready, already over there. It's just ready for the okay to get it started.
Okay.
Motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 15, discuss and possibly approve purchasing a bent pack Super Duty vehicle lift in the amount of $5,165.
Again, that's for the, it's going to be for the mechanics. Since we're going to be doing the sheriff's department, maintenance, and the road and bridge, it'd be easier to get a lift so they can get all this stuff done.
I just wanted to clarify something with the members of the court and you, David. Is this going to be just for the sheriff department, or the constables are going to be included?
That's up to you.
Okay, I want to include them too.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yep. This is making it a lot easier for the mechanics to do oil changes.
I want them to take it over there. Okay. And now that we're going to have this.
But that's starting in October, right?
Yes, sir.
October.
Yeah. Let's just go back on that. If they need some brake repairs right there and then, do it. But or else, let's just wait until October the 1st.
Right.
But if they really need brakes or something that for the vehicle to be on the road again, just, you know, go ahead and just help them out.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Any further questions?
No.
Motion to approve line item 15, I'm sorry. Motion. Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 17, discuss and approve line item transfer of $3,000 from 13500009500 capital outlay machinery to 13050005700 electricity in the amount of $1,500, 13050005720 utilities water in the amount of $500, and 13050009070 miscellaneous in the amount of $1,000.
That's just to cover expenditures that we have for the end of the year.
Questions?
No.
Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 18, discuss and approve line item transfer $30,000 from 013-0500-5826 road and repairs, maintenance, and supplies to 13050005820 equipment and vehicle repair.
That's going to cover the engine and whatever else we need during the end of this.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
It's getting long.
Number 19, come here,
I'm French.
All right. Line item 19, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 for 130-667-5550 out of county travel to 130-667-5136 uniforms. Mr. Hernandez.
That's just to cover for the end of the fiscal year. I guess we're short on uniforms for that.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 20, discuss and approve line item transfer of $150 for 130-667-5810 repairs and maintenance office equipment to 130-667-5720 utilities and water.
That's the same thing. I think we had a separate budget this year, so we're still working.
Motion?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Is that all you have?
For the transfer, yes.
One. Which one?
Number 21, I'll leave
it. That's all of yours, right?
Yeah.
For the transfer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Line item 21, Mr. Gonzalez, Ramiro, Constable, discuss and approve line item transfer of $50 from 012-50553-9070 miscellaneous to 012-50553-5500 telephone. And that's also to cover expenses. Okay, motion?
Go ahead.
Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 22, discuss and approve line item transfer of $2,000 from 012-506-405451 autopsy to 012-506-405452 burial expense. And that's for Mr. Sainz, OPC 911. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 23, discuss and approve line item transfer of $80 from 012-505-5550 out of county travel to 012-505-5105 gas and oil expense in the amount of $22 and to 012-054-5500 telephone in the amount of $58, and that's for Constable Precinct 3. Motion?
Motion
by Vaca, second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 24, discuss and approve line item transfer of $50 from 012-5055-5970 miscellaneous to 012-5055-5500 telephone. That's for Constable Precinct 4. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000, line item 25, sorry. Discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,000 from 0125-0560-5575 investigation surveillance and $200 from 0125-0560-5515 radio maintenance and repairs to 512-0560-5135 other supplies in the amount of $1,000 and to 012-0560-5550 out of county travel in the amount of $200, and that is for the Sheriff's Department. Any questions?
No.
Motion?
Right here.
Second. Motion by Martinez, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 26, discuss and approve line item transfer of $100 from 012-5055-0555 out of county travel to 012-5050-5500 telephone. That's for precinct constable one. Motion.
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second.
Aye.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Any more line item transfers? Line item 16, discuss and approve line item transfer $150 from 012-0506505003 magazines to 12-0506505000 office supplies, and that is for Ms. Regalada at the library.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas and Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Let's go to line item three, approval of bills and claims.
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. Nothing out of the ordinary. I want to bring your attention to the very last page, where it shows total in general fund, $55,776.12. Road and bridge, $14,074.76. Total of $69,921.23. Any questions?
Any questions?
No, sir.
No one else? Do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item five, approve auditor's monthly report.
You should also have that in front of you. We see that we received $23,869.65 for health use and sales tax. I give you all a comparison for the preceding months, so you can see what we've collected. New employees, we had Abraham Gomez at the jail, hired an 8-1. Daniel Vela, jailer, hired an 8-1. Sarah Gutierrez, dispatcher, hired an 8-2. Jose Lemos Jr., dispatcher, hired an 8-2. The Estrada Garza hired on 8-1 for deputy traffic, and we had Corina Trevino, jailer, resign on 8-9.
Questions?
No.
Motion to approve the auditor's monthly report.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez and Vargas, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. The approval, line item 8, approval of monthly reports for Brooks County. Any questions in reference to any of the reports?
No.
No? Do I have a motion to approve all reports?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4, approval of treasurer's monthly report.
Okay, we're going to be in the month of July. You got the report? Ernie?
Yeah.
Okay. So JP 1, $18,830.98. JP 2, $151,123.67. You got it?
Did you say JP number 1, 18 or 15?
18.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, JP3, $58,127.87. JP4, $15,617.75. County Clerk, $5,400. District Clerk, $5,992.42. Tax Assessor and Collector, $29,330.18. For a total of $283,972.87. The distribution of monies as follows. General Fund received $178,343.77. The Road and Bridge received $6,969.60. The Certificate of Obligation Interest and Sinking, $963.31. Series 2011, $263.51. Series 2013, $826.49. State fees, $80,832.86. Record preservation, $1,307. Courthouse Security Fund, $3,728.90. Code and Traffic, $2,419.20. Law Library, $385. Justice Court Technology, $3,680.35. delinquent fees, $4,212.88, appellate judicial, $40, which equals the amount, again, $283,972.87. Other monies received, state transfer, zero. The GAO county share was $17,532.98. Health use sales tax, $19,032.87. So as of July 2017, our general fund balance was $303,421.05. Our road and bridge was $23,929.06. Our health use sales tax was $15,013.79. Our certificate of deposit with interest. Health use sales tax, $127,508.69. We have a general fund CD of $500,460.36. We have a second one in the amount of $250,184.96. We have a third one in the amount of $250,184.96. We have a fourth one in the amount of $250,184.96. Under the road and bridge, we have two CDs, one in the amount of $500,460.36, and the second one, $250,184.96. Okay, that completes that one. So we move on to August now, okay? We're going to move on to August now, okay? So JP 1, $15,745.65. JP2, $150,800.23. JP3, $56,988.83. JP4, $14,982.80. County clerk, $6,603. District clerk, $11,750.67. Tax assessor and collector, Benny Martinez, $19,384.31. Total monies received, $276,255.49. The distribution of monies as follows. The general fund received $169,963.50. The road and bridge received $4,746.14. Our certificate obligation interest and sinking, $486.41. Certificate obligation series 2011, $133.07. Series 2013, $417.32. State fees, $84,662.14. Record preservation, $1,299. Courthouse security fund, $3,820.25. Code and traffic, $2,517.40. Law library, $494. Justice court technology, $3,761.65. Delinquent fees, $3,899.61. Appellate judicial, $55. Total again is $276,255.49. Other monies received, state transfer, state fees transfer, zero. GAO county share, $18,098. Health use sales tax, $23,869.65. For the general fund, we hadn't reconciled our accounts, so we don't have a balance on that one. Okay, but we do have the certificates of deposit here. Our health use sales tax is $127,508.69. Our general fund CDs is $1 million. Okay. On 8/28/17, we cashed in one CD for $250,000 for payroll. Okay. We have another one for $250,184.96. Well, all that sums up is $1 million in CDs. I'll sum it up. Now we go to road and bridge. We have a road and bridge fund CD balance of $600,000. We cashed in on 8/17/17, one for $150,000. On that particular CD of 250, I left a balance of $100,000, $233.63. So under the general fund CDs, we have 1 million. Road and Bridge Fund CD, 600,000. So that completes the reports.
Do we anticipate using any cash in any more for payroll?
I would anticipate probably about two more.
One? Not the general fund?
We have enough? Huh? Hmm? I mean, keep in mind, money's still rolling in, you know, from the JPs and code enforcement and things of that nature.
Right. Any questions?
August, how much money did we have last year at this time for the road and bridge?
I would say around the same amount.
600,000?
Yeah, 700.
So then it's going to be 700?
It's going to be
not 600.
It's going to be approximately 700.
700.
Approximately.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank
Any
you.
Other questions?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve July and August 2017 Treasurer's Monthly Report?
Right. Yeah.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Garza and Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Do you want to tip? Is there another one I have?
Do you have another one?
The agenda clerk?
Where are you at?
The agenda clerk thing? The agenda clerk? Isn't there something on the agenda clerk?
But that's not yours. Is it yours or what?
Well, yeah, I'm the one that's going to address it.
Okay.
Yeah, our office.
Line item.
Correct?
Yes, if you're okay with it.
Yes, we're.
You want to take on the.
Well, that's what's on the agenda. That was what was proposed, and I'm just wondering if y'all want to address it right now that I'm up here.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but since you're there and you said it. Line item 28, discuss and approve assigning an agenda clerk.
28.
Okay, we put this on the agenda because the judge's office will no longer be preparing our agenda. They relinquished their duty. Of course, it's always customary that it's been there. So I want to thank Elva Ray because she helped us out this month in preparing our agenda and it's such a short notice. And I was going to get Mr. Martinez to find out if he talked to Katie or?
Yes, he spoke to me and he spoke to Katie and we're
okay. And we're okay
willing
with
to
it?
We are okay with it. We're to
okay. Well, the reason that we no longer are doing it for the record is because the county judge's office doesn't have to do it, and neither does the county clerk's office. So anyone can be assigned that duty. If Katie's going to be doing it, good for her.
Sure.
But that's one that's been my office has to do. I have a motion to approve that.
Judge, this is what I want to recommend to the court, because it is Commissioner's Court. Every month we meet here, and I'm tired of putting the burden on other office to do our work. We need to do our own work. Hire a part-timer or get Lupita some help to help us do the agenda. I mean, I know that your office, I want to revisit your office again. No one knows about this. I'm going to throw it at you right now. We're going to revisit the payroll.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to do that.
Okay, we can go and discuss it.
I'm very concerned what the board does. As a senior member, I need to speak with each one of them to see what's the best interest of the court. Because we're always throwing everything at you guys. No, it needs to stop. We have to get someone to do our agendas and do it, because I mean, I don't like that. Since we've been here, everything is like other offices doing our work. It's not stop. That's me saying this. We have to hire someone that's gonna do our agenda or get Lupita some help to fix the agenda for us. We shall meet twice, once every month. Come on.
Okay.
You know, so you have work, and if we have to do our own work, we will do it.
Okay. Well, this one. But
for now, I would appreciate if you guys can do it for us until I get with the other members of the court.
Okay. This would be effective.
Well, if you're going to do that, what's the point in assigning someone? It shouldn't take you that long.
No, it won't.
We have a lot of clerks, and any clerk can do it. It's tedious. It is a lot of
scanning, posting.
Let me go back. I'm very grateful that the county clerk stepped up to the plate, and I had a conversation with Ella Ray, and she said it's a lot of work. Bunch of work.
Well, we can.
So here again, I don't want to do that to you guys or to anyone. Mm. You know, we're the ones that set the budget here. I mean, we need to come with a solution and say, okay, what is the best interest for the commissioners? We have to be acting like commissioners. We need to say, okay, this is a business, and like everybody else gets their allowance for their 5% and their increase, but we never think about the court. We're always thinking about you guys or throwing extra work at you guys. I'm not going to do it anymore. You know, I'm going to treat this as a business. We have to treat it as a business.
Okay, well, we can handle it.
I have to say something before we move on. For many years, the county judge's office has been doing it. Not once did anyone ever say, oh, we appreciate the county judge's office doing this for us. It wasn't until this was brought to light that, oh, it's a lot of work. Now somebody else gets commended for something that was done so easily, that was taken for granted. If anything, in the past, kudos to the people that were doing it, but absolutely the commissioner's court has to take action on who they're going to assign to do this.
Yes, correct.
Well, in the meantime, you can assign us, and then if you all...
Yeah, so let's not take action on this until you know that next month you're...
Okay. Okay, so where is it?
We'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Who's going to be doing it?
Well, Nick, I guess next month you'll be doing, Katie will be doing it until they assign someone. If something comes up before then.
Okay.
So we'll take no action on 28.
I don't want to take action. Okay. If you guys want to help us out, help us out.
Yeah, we'll
help you. Or else we will get someone, because we budget for someone to help us on October the 1st. So I have a plan already.
Yeah, as I said, we will we'll work on it. We'll work with you.
But I'm not sharing with Ms. Commissioner Garza or Mr. Vargas or Mr.
Okay, y'all collaborate. Okay. And
actually,
I get back with you.
On line item 29.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Line item 29, discuss and review rule charge services commencing October 1st, 2017. Commissioner Garza and Commissioner Martinez.
What number is that, Judge?
29.
Okay.
I think we put that item on the agenda because we wanted to review what we had talked about. And it's in the budget, the charging. Am I correct?
Correct.
It's on there. And we want to go ahead and advertise for a meeting with the rural residents. And Commissioner Martinez, the charge is going to be, what, $20 a month?
Yes, ma'am. Let Mr. Hernandez give us an update on see how we're going to work this, because I know that he's in charge of the landfill, so I like to get him involved as well.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, y'all had questions on it, or she mentioned the fee of $20 for the rural trash route and everything else. We're planning to meet with residents next week. pretty much the whole week, 4 hours out of the day, just to get them signed up to see if they want to continue the service or if they're going to take another route. I had spoken to Commissioner Olivares about using the building. There was a bit of a scheduling problem with the notice that was put out in the paper, so, but with y'all's approval, we should be ready to get going and get started next week.
All right. Questions?
No.
Okay. The motion to approve line item 29.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
So we're going to charge $20?
$20.
$20.
Si lo quiere.
Okay. Line item.
What if they don't want it, Tony?
They don't have to sign up for it.
Oh, was it discussion? Oh, okay.
They only have a basurero.
So we're having the meeting so they can sign up?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to line item 30.
30?
30, yes. Discuss, consider an act on rescinding motion made on May 9th, 2017, agenda item 41, on appointing Commissioner Olivares, I guess, to sell or lease real property owned by the county, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Discussion?
What are you going to rescind it for?
I don't, this was... This was submitted by Tony and...
The reason that myself and Commissioner Garza decided to put this in the agenda, we just wanted to see, sir, what's the update and if you have leased the judicial or any buildings.
Well, that's not what the discussion says.
No, I know, but
it's
we...
To rescind.
Right. So we want to rescind this, and then they... I think they want to appoint me to take the lead as the... If we can rent it out or lease it or yes. So that was the issue because I know that we haven't heard anything,
right.
Any buildings that are rented or.
Right. So. I was given this and I had no direction. Nothing was as to who to contact, what to do or anything like that. So that's fine.
Okay.
To rescind it, that's fine. You can take it. That's not a problem.
Okay. You know, sir, that we're here to help you. If you would ask me or Commissioner Garza, I would direct you the right path. But, I mean, if you don't have a problem with it, and then let me take over to lease the buildings.
All right. Sir.
But it's going to be up to the court if they want to appoint me or anyone else besides me.
I have no problem. Okay. I make the motion to rescind.
But first, we have to rescind it.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Motion to rescind made by Commissioner Vargas. Second.
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. 31. Discuss and approve a commissioner as per Texas Local Government Code 263.001 to sell or lease real property owned by the county. The appointed commissioner shall follow all Texas Local Government Code.
I nominate Tony.
You nominate Tony?
I second.
On the... on the building over there, you might want to get with GPS.
Sure.
They have some
okay.
New stuff there. Motion was made to nominate Commissioner Martinez, was second by Gloria Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Okay. 32. Discussion on the fuel audit for the Road and Bridge Department.
Thank you, sir.
Come up here.
The first department we're auditing is Road and Bridge. This covers a period from when they first got the fuel man fuel cards, starting in October. And we had similar issues with all the departments. You can see that First Department, Road and Bridge, we have this spreadsheet on the back. Covers three pages. And most of the issues that we're seeing are the wrong odometer readings being input. Because when you go to fill up, you're on your card, you punch in your odometer, right? And the card is for each vehicle. You put in your PIN, which signifies that you're the person filling up. And we just have a lot of wrong odometer readings. My understanding from doing this audit and talking with the department heads, sometimes they're putting in the tenth at the end of the odometer reading, which it doesn't have space for the tenths, so it knocks off the first number, so we get a wrong odometer reading every time they do that. And there's some people who do that each time, so we have a lot of those issues. So we spoke with the department heads, asked them not to make sure that they're putting it in correctly. That's it. We also have some issues with putting in the wrong type of fuel. The card should be used for unleaded only. We have some instances where it's being used for unleaded plus or premium. A couple of instances where it's diesel on vehicles that shouldn't be using diesel. Right? So that's another issue. And then finally, one location out here, Snappies, there appears to be a pump that's overcharging people. So it's like a dollar more than what the unleaded fuel actually is. So we're asking the department heads to make sure that people don't fuel up over there. Wow. So that's Road and Bridge. Do you have any questions on that?
No, Judge.
No,
no ma'am.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Just,
just discussion, sorry.
Yeah.
Line item 33. Discussion on the fuel audit for the Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff's Office, we have some of the same issues. You can see the spreadsheet on the second and third page. We also have a couple of issues where people are purchasing car wash. So when that turns up, we tell them they have to pay for it themselves because the county's not paying for it.
How many?
Here with the sheriff, it was three times.
Make a statement? I don't know how the sheriff department runs their maintenance reference to a car wash. I don't know how other departments do it, Clayburgh County, Jim Wells, or the surrounding areas. It's like, when you have a truck, it's like your car. Would you like your car dirty every day? Knowing that you're an officer and you're presenting Brooks County and you're paying out of your pocket to wash that car, why is it that the department cannot get an allowance to wash their vehicles without, they can use that card if it's approved of the court to, because it's a unit, it's not their own personal vehicle. And I can vouch that Frank Huerta, I'm going to use Frank Huerta as an example because I've seen him washing his own vehicle. But as an elected official and as a deputy, we're presenting Brooks County, and I don't think it's illegal for them, using their own money to wash their vehicle. So if there was their vehicle, can they go back to y'all and say, I want to get reimbursed, knowing that it's a unit? Can you tell us as a court?
I can answer that. We could not have them get car washes and use it on their fuel gas call. It's misappropriation of classification of that expense on us. That's the reason why we will not allow the family car wash it up when they turn around.
So then how can we get them an allowance under the sheriff department and all officials that are law enforcement for them to be exempt, that they can use something referred to the county for them to wash the car? How can we do that, officer? Let's do that. Yeah,
that
because I mean, but there's always a solution for everything.
That's kind of like maintenance of a vehicle.
Yeah.
You can use it under maintenance.
So let's see if we can create one with the approval of the court for them to take their vehicles to get them washed.
I don't know how we're trying to put it together.
And then you can out of them. You know, at the end of the year, if they're doing, I mean, you know, that's your game.
What about?
Okay, let's do that, guys.
What about Roden Bridge?
Same way, same.
Right.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Making sure.
Because I know that other counties, I see them that they go through the car wash. The city does it. They go through the car wash. I mean, I'm just saying that I think it's a good idea for us to give them some monies as long as they take the receipt or whatever it is to the auditor to say, I had a car wash, here it is. Under miscellaneous.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Sleek.
Any questions? One more.
No.
On that one. Discussion, line item 34, on the fuel audit for the maintenance department.
Hey, this one, we only had a few, mostly wrong meter readings, and one time apparently they used the wrong card to fill up a vehicle. So this this card for off-road, which is for like lawn mowers or weed eaters, stuff like that, they used it for a vehicle.
Whose vehicle was it?
I mean, there's no information on that.
There's only one maintenance vehicle, huh?
Yeah, two.
Two?
I would guess it's Bethel's vehicle. It was 18 gallons. But he doesn't remember. That's probably what it was.
All right. Any questions on that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Line item 35, discussion on fuel audit for the constables.
Again, the same issues. Once there was a unleaded plus purchased. That was at the very beginning. And then a few times we had wrong odometer readings. Some of these, Frank is telling me that it's hard to see the screen at some places, so you can't really verify what numbers you're putting in. So that's an issue with that. But other than that, there's nothing. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Zig.
Yep.
Okay, line item 9. Discuss, consider, and approve Public Property Finance Act contract number 7896 and resolution between Government Capital Corporation and Brooks County. And these are the vehicles for the Sheriff's Department, correct? Yes? No?
This is the financing.
Joe, receive.
Do you want to come up or? Do you want to explain?
Anybody?
I believe you have copies of the
contract.
The contract for the vehicles for the Sheriff's Department. It's going to be 9 vehicles, 9 Tahoe's and 1 van. The van is for the jail. It's a transport van, smaller than...
Any questions?
No, Judge.
All right. So, motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 10, discuss, consider, and approve Texas Department of Transportation grant for routine air maintenance program. Any questions on that? I think they were for what? For $30,000, correct? Any questions?
What number was it?
10.
Number 10?
No questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the grant?
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas. Yes.
What's the match?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discuss, consider, approve resolution for drug collection unit to be stationed at the Brooks County Sheriff's Department. Commissioner Olivares.
That is not going to cost anything. Finally, something that's not going to cost anything. It's to dispose of old medication for the environment, the water, keep everything safe. It'll be placed at the sheriff's office. It's to be used by anyone and everyone to dispose of medication, prescriptions that aren't finished or old medications you have. You can go to the sheriff's department, drop it off into the box, and it'll be picked up by the DA.
Will the public know? Are the public going to be notified? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any questions on this?
So who's going to dispose of it?
They will be responsible for picking it up.
Sheriff's Department?
No.
Or the
DA.
Okay. All right.
There will be a number to call when it's ready to be emptied out, and they will be responsible for picking it up and the maintenance of the box.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. I have a motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 13, discuss and approve as per the Texas Local Government Code, Section 81.005, appoint the regular meeting day of Commissioner's Court of Brooks County for 2018, correct?
Second Tuesday of the month, 9 a.m.
Keep it the same?
Yes.
All right. That'll be the second Tuesday of each month at 9 a.m. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Let's see where I'm at. All right. Line item 38. Discuss, consider, and act on order setting the compensation and allowances of the Brooks County Auditor and Assistant Auditors.
What number is that?
38. Are we all able to review that? Do you have any questions?
Okay. Mr. Pacioli, the times that we have met with you, sir, every budget, every year that we always meet, and you know that myself, you, and Commissioner Garza, we always get together. And you always told us that you have to take this budget for your boss to see it. And he would do his budget. Am I correct that he does your budget or you do your budget?
That's Carol, budget officer for my department.
Okay, so then he's the one that sets y'all's budget every year.
He's the one that approves our budget every year.
Okay, but who does all this?
Who prepares
the
numbers?
Yes, who prepares the budget, sir? The numbers.
Who prepares the budget?
Yes. Okay, and then why is it that we never see your budget when we work on it?
We have never done this until I noticed when whoever put this in the agenda, I was going through it and I saw some add-ons and some minors. Like one example, professional fees are section 54. You budget $2,000. Why did you do that? What is it for?
All I'm going to say to the court is that this is a court order approved by the district judge. If you have a problem with it, take it up with the district judge.
Okay. Okay. Now, on your in-town travel, you budget $2,000. Can you explain to the court what is this for, that in-town travel, sir?
And again, I'll repeat what I just said.
No, I guess why can't you just say it?
I'll tell you that, but I'm not going to answer the debate.
No. Right. I mean, it's not a debate, sir.
You can talk to the district judge about it. He's the one that says it. It's court order.
He said it, but you wrote it out.
It's court order. I'm going to argue about it.
Did you write this out? The numbers. Did you put the numbers here and you give it to him so he can see?
Court order. You want to discuss it?
What is so funny? What's the smirk on your face, man? So you are getting in-county travel so you can go places and they pay you too?
Actually,
don't you wait? Let me talk about. Don't you get $80,000 a year and you still want more taxpayers' money, dude?
Let me
keep smirking. It's not funny.
Let me read the order and then you can have a different. Let me read the order and then you can ask the same thing you're asking. It says, I, Richard Terrell, presiding judge, 79th Judicial District Court for Brooks County, compliance with BTC Local Government Code, section 152905, and after conducting a public hearing in accordance with the provisions of law, have considered the salaries and allowances for the county auditor and assistant auditors, and have inquired into the qualifications of the person's name and salaries and the allowances requested. I hereby approve said certify the salaries and allowances attached to the order. So he just approves it, but you do the rest, right?
What?
I'm sorry?
Did I not answer that question?
No, you didn't.
No.
No, you didn't.
If you have an issue with the budget, I think y'all want to know every year you go through
this.
No. You never showed us this budget.
I'll show you the budget anytime.
Sir.
Because it's not your budget.
Sir.
It's
before you get off getting income and travel.
Sir.
Where do you get off getting in county travel? Why don't you answer that?
If you have an issue, take it up with the district.
You're using the taxpayers' money, man. You get $80,000 a year, and you still want to get more?
Take it up with the district.
Where do you go? How many miles do you travel? Do you have a documentation of the stuff?
If you have an issue.
No, answer me. Do you have a documentation? Why not?
Well,
that's not right. You shouldn't be getting in county travel.
I think what they're asking
Judge,
is...
Let me ask Commissioner Garza, because I know that she's been here with different auditors. Ms. Garza, has every auditor that you have been there in office, have ever they done this before?
They mentioned that they could get it if they wanted.
But
prior auditors, yes. They said, if I want to, I can get it.
Well, why didn't he bring
it
back to us?
Because the Texas Local Government Code 152.035, the county auditor is the only one that can be reimbursed for mileage expenses in county.
Well, what mileage? How many miles?
And
did
it
you
was
have?
And it was there last. It was their last year's
then
budget.
We didn't see it.
And
it's the last year because he didn't show it to us.
But
that's
you get
why.
A copy of it.
Yeah, but we didn't see it. Yeah.
And he
but
decreased
you just threw it.
It
in there.
He did.
The only thing that's different is a professional fees.
He decreased it $1,000 for this year.
I don't know what those are for, but
the professional fees. When me and Amanda had a trouble, I had to call a lawyer. They charged me $80. They send the bill to you, and you said that you weren't going to pay for it. Why are you getting $2,000 for a lawyer?
Oh,
it's for the fee. You told me it was for Amanda. Did you remember?
What?
Didn't you remember saying that?
I told you it's for office.
It's for fees of office in case.
I'm not going to explain it. The judge says to get a problem with it, take it up with him.
Well, I don't think that's right.
Well,
and you're taking advantage of taxpayers' money. So that's not right. Amanda goes to Encino twice a week. How come you didn't tell him about the in-county travel?
Not Amanda's boss.
It doesn't matter, but you could have said, you could have brought it up. You didn't want to bring it up because you didn't want nobody to find out.
Put it in the budget.
I think there's a...
No one showed up. So if you have a problem, then you could say, let me see what's going on. No one showed. It's a court order.
And we have it. And it just says salaries and allowances. Now, I don't know if legal fees would be considered an allowance. How can legal fees be considered an allowance? Well, we have a county attorney to represent any county employee. And we also have, yes. Well, yes, but when you need legal advice, you go to the county attorney or you get with Texas Association of Counties. There is no reason you should have $2,000. Well, it is my opinion. It is my opinion. And there's also an attorney general's opinion. It talks about district judges and county funds and where an auditor hired a legal counsel to perform duties on open records requests. I just think that they should be more considerate. Your boss should be more considerate of taxpayers.
You should take it up with you.
I have, and
so you're telling the messenger.
No, well, I have taken it up with him.
Okay.
And then we've had the same discussion. I've had the same discussion with you. And we've had the same discussion. And
you're going to approve a court order? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, it has to come to the commissioner's court.
You have to approve it?
It has to come to the commissioner's court. The commissioners need
to approve it.
The commissioners need to know. The commissioner's court. It also says, it is further ordered that same be recorded in the minutes of the 79th Judicial District Court of Brooks County and that the Brooks County District Clerks certify same to the Honorable Commissioner's Court of Brooks County for observance.
Okay. Observance is not approval.
Well, then we will scratch out approval, and I brought this so they could see it.
I'm not confident. You can see what I do. I'm not hiding anything.
Well, I'm not saying you're hiding anything. I have to let the public know. And I have to let the commissioner's court know.
So, commissioners, so what are we going to do with this in travel? Because I know that...
With who?
With in travel, I mean allowance. Are we going to give all the elected officials...
Well, I know Road and Bridge can get an allowance, but we took it away because we didn't want to do 1099s. That was back then in the... And we never got it back. Yeah, Mr. Olivares can get one. We could have put that in the budget, but we didn't.
How do you submit your mileage on a monthly basis or at the end of the year?
How are you going to discuss it?
But it's so
why
hard.
Why not? I thought you wanted to travel. What happened?
How hard is it to answer, you know?
Obviously,
because it's once a year.
But
submits it because
is this a per diem?
No, that's not per. Well, no, that's not per diem.
Allowance, yeah.
Yes, that's what he's allowed. But I imagine that he claims it at the end of the year, at the end of the fiscal year, because if you go back to the previous monthly reports that are submitted to the commissioner's court, there is no travel indicated. So I imagine probably by next month we'll probably be seeing it. I'm just saying. Because there's nothing in
yeah, that's
yet.
What it looks like it's at the end of the
it's
year.
At the end of the fiscal year
uh-huh.
that he submits.
Because
for his
there's
2,000
no
or 3,000. Last year it was
3,000. Extra money from the taxpayers and people. Extra money.
That's something we need to watch next year?
Well, that's not right.
Of course not. So... The discussion, anything else on that?
I mean, I am disappointed, August. Really, I am, sir. Because, I mean, I thought that we had a understanding when we worked budgets. You know, you're the type of person that you want everybody to come say the truth. But I feel like you violated my trust because we have worked together all the time, closely together, myself, you, and Gloria, and other commissioners, and I don't believe that, you know, that I, when I saw this, I was like, that's the reason I went to you, sir, and asked you, like a man, said, what? And then, it was a different response, there between you and I, but I'm not going to get into this. I'm going to get with you on this again. I mean, how can we earn your trust, sir, and you did this to us? You know, added this $2,000 and then this professional fee. I don't care if Federal gives you all the 5%. That's not the issue. The issue is the in-travel, sir.
Exactly. I don't care about the raise they gave them.
That's the problem that we're having with this, sir. Not the 5%. No, sir. It's just this right here. The two line items. Line item number 5,400 and the other one.
5,551.
Yes. I mean, I wish that you can explain to us why you did this, sir. And then let's move on. But of course, you're not going to answer me. Thank you, sir.
Did you expect that?
For what?
Did you expect him to answer?
We're going to do nothing. You're going to say anything?
No, we
don't. You think that's why I'm ripping off the people? That's what it is. It's ripping off the people, man.
I would advise the commissioner to be careful what you're saying.
Oh, it is true.
It's not slander, it's facts. What slander is that? And
you
have professional fees anyway.
Yeah, remember we got fees for a lawyer. You already put it.
All right, let's move on. Line item. Terry, yes. 7, approved tax assessor, collector, chief deputy, monthly report. Oh, okay, all right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't have the motor vehicle report, but I will do it at our next meeting. I just have our tax report.
Well, Terry, can you explain to me why we don't have the...
Well, we were having some trouble with the system, and I wasn't able to do the last week of August and give it to Erica in time. And then when I did complete it, she wasn't in, so she was at a doctor's appointment.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, these are the monthly dispersed totals for August 2017. And our total county road and bridge ad valorem tax is $17,635.92. Our total farm to market remittance is $1,748.39. For a total county remittance of $19,384.31. Our attorney fee remittance is $3,564.87. Our interest for the month was $18, and we had one tax certificate. The second report is going to be our collection percentage, and right now we are at 93.82, and our balance is $218,592.99. Any questions? I'm done.
Okay.
Any questions?
Thank you.
No. All right. Let's just approve this and then we'll take a 5-minute break. Line item, was it 7?
7.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right.
A motion by Martinez, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Let's go ahead and take a 15-minute break. Return at 10:30. It's 10:38, September 12th, Tuesday. Ready to reconvene. What are we doing for us, Terry? What number? Number. 11. Line item 11, discuss, consider an act on approved order adopting the Brooks County budget for fiscal year 2017-2018. And that's line item 11. Okay, and the order reads a budget to cover all exposed expenditures of the county government for 2017-2018 fiscal year has been prepared, and a copy of the proposed budget has been properly filed with the clerk of Brooks County, Texas, and has been available for public inspection, and the Commissioner's Court of Brooks County, Texas has made all changes in the prepared budget that is considered warranted by law and required in the interest of the taxpayers, and have adopted a budget for fiscal year 2017-2018. Therefore, be it ordered by the Brooks County Commissioner's Court that the 2017-2018 budget be adopted. Do I have a motion to adopt the 2017-2018 budget?
Judge, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask Patroli if you would reconsider not taking the his in travel, because I know it's already included in the budget. Would you reconsider, sir, not taking, you know, taking out that in town?
I can't take it off. It's already for work. It doesn't mean I can use it, but I can't take it off. When they did it, when we did the court order, it's in the budget. So I can't take it off. I can't just give the money that we have policy somewhere else. The last year we had that expenditure stuff, I wanted to take some money from my department to give somewhere else. But I had trouble with it because they go say, you can't do that. Obviously, this is.
That's not your budget.
Yeah.
So I can't take it off, whether I want to take it off or not. It's pretty clear order. But it doesn't mean I can do it. What? I just want to use this one. I want to use it. I already used this one. I mean, the judge asked me, I already used this one for this year. But I'm not going to, I won't touch it.
You already used one?
Yeah.
For last year.
For last year.
Have you brought it to court so we could approve it? Huh?
No.
When are you going to bring it to court so we could approve it?
It's in the budget.
What is your total? Can you give us your total?
It was like 14, 15 something. And I took my beginning balance, my total, my truck, my ending balance, and then I took that at a different time by 20%. I use my truck on time for that. And an application at the office, and it's there. But if it's such a big volatile, that's fine. I won't use it. I won't use it this year. I mean, for this kind of budget. It's in there. I can't take it off. It's there.
We could oppose. Can we oppose the budget?
You don't.
The whole thing. Yeah.
You have to take it off.
You can't take it off.
Well, I don't think.
I don't think he can take it off without the judge's approval. But if he
says the budget is there,
but if he says here in court he's not going to use it.
When
this is the date.
No, it's not the date. We've got to the 30th. Until when do we have?
September 30th.
Would the judge have to make a note of order if you remove it?
Yeah.
Another public hearing?
I don't know.
Can you ask? Okay.
So we can reset?
As long as what?
As long as within 24 hours from reset.
Then we come back and then we could do it again.
As long as within 24 hours.
For 24 hours.
Okay.
What does it mean you're going to change your mind?
Well, no, it doesn't, but at least he knows.
He'll know, though.
And the fees
that you're getting in county travel.
He already knows that.
Well, he's going to know again, because we don't know. I don't approve. I don't know about them other one. And I don't approve you getting it. That's not right.
I have a question. With legal fees, and I'm sure in county travel will be considered an allowance, but legal fees, is that considered an allowances as per the court order? It's allowances? Okay. No, well, I just want to know if the legal fees is considered an allowance. No, the only thing I had was Attorney General's opinion on legal fees.
Okay, so you have got paid, sir, $1,400 already.
That's all I'm getting paid.
But did you already bring it to the court? Are you going to prove it?
But you already got paid for it, right? What day was that in? When you paid August
Bring the question, we can approve it?
But, okay, it goes through your office and then goes through the...
So we don't have to approve it, you can just get it.
But I should sign for it.
Like your travel?
But I'm not saying the other bills, in-county travel.
Per diem and...
That's like a per diem, dude, that's per diem. Yeah, but not in-county travel, we're talking about in-county travel.
He thinks it has to go through Comisión. So not anymore.
Let's go ahead and, we have to reconvene tomorrow?
Yes, I have something that I need to...
Early morning, tomorrow.
I have to leave early, so I'm not gonna be back, that's what I'm saying that...
Well, yeah, I'll be leaving after my juvenile hearing also.
Because I already set that appointment that I need to be there.
Well, why don't we just approve it with his not using it? He says he's not gonna touch it.
I mean, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Line item.
What's that?
Do you have a motion?
It's more important to approve the budget for me to use it.
Of course.
Well, we have your word.
Yeah, we have our word.
Okay, well, good. Well, yeah, sometimes...
You told me stuff before and you lied. We were here and said, we're not going to get a raise. And you said, if y'all don't get a raise, I'm not getting one either. And then you ended up getting a raise. Exactly. Exactly. I didn't get it at all.
Okay. Then let's go ahead.
I still didn't get it, though.
Let's go ahead. Are we going to...
I shouldn't have gotten nothing.
We have a motion to approve line item 11, which is the budget. Motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Vargas. All in favor?
I didn't second.
Sorry. Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Sir.
Yes?
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
No, I close.
Oh. All right.
Okay. One opposed. Should opposed before. All right. Anything motion else? Carries. Sorry. Okay, now. Sorry. What number? 27?
What number?
27.
Line item 27, discuss, consider an act on order adopting the tax rate for fiscal year 17-18. This is wrong. All right. I move that the property tax rate be increased by the adoption of tax rate of 0.940505, which is effectively a 5.61% increase in the tax rate.
Let me give you a copy of the order so you can read it.
Do you need an approval for everyone, right, for this? Okay.
Term.
All this, the tax rate will effectively be raised by 7.85% and will raise taxes for maintenance and operations on a $100,000 home by approximately -$27.42. It is further ordered by the Commissioner's Court of Brooks County, Texas that discounts and split payments be allowed for the 2017 tax year. The court further ordered that an exemption of $8,100 be granted for any taxpayer of the age 65 years or over. Maintenance and operations rate is 0.600404. Interest and sinking fund is 0.120481. Farm to market flood control 0.085000. And special road and bridge 0.134620 for a total tax rate of 0.940505. The Brooks County Commissioner's Court ordered that the above mentioned this 12th day of September 2017 be approved. Do I have a motion to approve?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Jerry, on the proposed rate is 5.45, right? That's the proposal, right? No, I'm just looking the...
on page, well, there's no page, where it says, this budget will raise more revenue from property taxes than last year budget by an amount of $251.
$1,000.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, which is 5.45%
yes.
increase
yes.
from the budget from last
yes.
year. Okay. Now, I noticed that the judge just read the property tax code 7.58. That's the MO?
Yes.
Order,
sorry.
Yes, that would be a yes. That's for maintenance and operations.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to
yes,
make sure.
The 5.45% is the actual increase overall.
Right.
But this is just on the M&O.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Right or just?
All right. A motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? You might oppose, but still approved. Same thing like me. All right. Motion carries. I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right. Is that all of it? Is that all of it? I do have a motion to adjourn.
Right here,
motion by Martinez. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Can I get a copy of that tax rate?
All in favor?
I.
Okay.
On this one?
All eyes. Motion carries.
No, this one.